This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and more, including our 911 dispatchers, we thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, construction workers, and security officers, too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway. And also find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with what happened down here in Florida yesterday. The big news in Florida was Governor Ron DeSantis suspended, removed temporarily, pending a hearing, Sheriff Steve Israel, Broward County Sheriff, from office for just absolutely blowing it with the Parkland shooting, with the fact of the response of his sheriff's deputies who actually stayed outside the building while other officers, local police officers from the Coral Springs Police Department that showed up with their five-man SWAT team went into the building ahead of them.
Well, I'm glad to see some action in regards to that, because when I saw and read things about Sheriff Israel, I was kind of surprised that action hadn't been taken beforehand, and it seemed like the guy was not that particularly concerned about dealing with the situation in the correct manner, and seemed kind of, I don't know, just not right to me. And I'm glad to see this thing at least dealt with under this current government that you all have down there in Florida.
Ron DeSantis, and he's going to be a good one. And oh, by the way,
I believe so.
By the way, what people don't understand is in Florida we have kind of a strange system, because in Broward County, the Broward County Sheriff also ran Broward County Fire Rescue, and the Broward County fire trucks said Broward County Sheriff on them.
Okay.
So that's part of the problem, because you can't be both. You cannot be law enforcement, a sheriff, and also run a fire department. No. Two totally different entities, and it's about time that they break that up and they put the fire department with the professional firefighters who know more and they're better at what they do than is a sheriff who should be running his law enforcement wing.
And I think they need to get a sheriff that has a more law enforcement mentality. I just don't think that this guy was all the way in some areas. Just looking at it from a distance.
Well, he was elected by the people, so it's a Democratic area. He was a Democratic sheriff, and he was a friend of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and she threw her weight behind it, and he got elected, and that was that. But here's the deal. His replacement is now a former SWAT team commander from the local Coral Springs Fire Department, or Police Department, sorry, who retired, and now he is the acting sheriff in Broward County. So we'll see if he can hit the ground running and do what needs to be done. He's an excellent training officer. He comes from the right background, the right mold, to be able to retrain the Broward County Sheriff's deputies so they never stand outside a building again while kids are inside being shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, even dealing with that kind of a situation, that they, the time will come very soon that teachers that want to will be allowed to be trained and armed so that they get to also help out in situations if they like that, if they were to arise again.
Now, very, very quickly here, because we only got about a minute till the break, Jamie Kloss walked out of the cabin in the woods that she was being held at, about 70 miles away from where she was kidnapped after a man kicked open the front door and killed both of her parents with a double-barrel shotgun. She's safe now. She was walked up to a dog walker and told her, she said, who she was, and called 911.
Yeah, I'm so glad that she was able to escape. The police did arrest a 21-year-old Wisconsin abduction individual. I'm just glad that she got away because, Jesus, 21-year-old Wisconsin man who has been charged with the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents. The teenager who had been missing since her parents were discovered fatally shot in October.
Yeah.
It is a miracle, in my opinion, that she's alive.
Well, this guy was obsessed with this girl.
Yeah, Jake Patterson is his name, and he does face two counts of first-degree murder and one count of kidnapping. And prayerfully, this guy will be buried under the jail. I mean, this is just despicable.
Well, we'll see, but this guy was obsessed with this young girl, and led him to do whatever. He had no record. You know, he wasn't even on the radar, lived 70 miles away, and if she hadn't have escaped, she still would have been his captive.
Slave, yeah, his slave.
Well, whatever it was that they were doing. Yeah. Okay, well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and folks, I'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, and, of course, the Edwards Notebook. We got one of his Edwards Notebooks queued up here to play a little bit later, but I'll be right back right after more news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I don't like making predictions because they're just guesses, but in this case I'll make an exception based on history. I predict at least some Republicans in Congress will cave on the border wall, siding with Democrats to reopen government. Of course, government is not closed, only a portion, which the media harp on. How about a debate on which agencies and government programs are necessary and which can be eliminated to save money? That won't happen. Certain senators who are up for re-election in 2020 reportedly are getting cold feet about standing with President Trump on a border wall. Murkowski of Alaska and Collins of Maine are the two most prominent ones. It's always about getting re-elected and rarely about solving a problem that benefits Americans. Government is too big, costs too much, and regulates too much. Trump is trying to cut it back, but as Ronald Reagan once observed, the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. So far, the president is hanging tough. So far. Let's see how many follow his example. If I were to make a prediction, I'd say not enough. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Where can you find ricotta pie, sesame cookies, and butter cookies daily? I'm talking about Paisano's Italian Bakery, of course. Love Italian cookies? So many to choose from, and you can buy one or 100 because they sell them by the pound. Don't get me started on their biscotti. Paisano's has the best flavors. White chocolate amaretto, chocolate chunk pistachio, almond and cherry chunk, to name a few. Stop by Paisano's on Stickney Point Road today. Paisano's, yum.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they know that the last person standing is going to be the first person the police look at in the event that you have to defend yourself by whatever means are necessary. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. Now, I want you to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and click on that USCCA logo that's right there. Sign up and register to win the Gun A Day free Gun A Day giveaway. And while you're there, take a look and see that membership does have its advantages at the USCCA. All right, Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com and the Edwards Notebook guys with us. Hello, come in.
Hello there.
Now, we were kind of going back and forth here about a couple different things here, and we were talking about the and you said you talked about this on your show yesterday pertaining to the border situation and the DACA folks that are going to be allowed the opportunity as part of the negotiations with the Democrats to become citizens, but they would go to the end of the longest line. Also, the H-1B visa holders that are here with technical skills that we need to have, rather than have them just disappear in the fold, give them an opportunity to become citizens as well by going to the end of the longest line and go from there. And you did talk about that yesterday?
Yes, I did. The HB1 situation. We do need, techies to come over to this country. And unless we do something about our own educational system, that's going to be a continuous problem, setting Americans behind further and further and further. And it's something we have to address post-haste, because if we keep putting ourselves under, in the juggernaut here by not forcing our own education system to properly prepare Americans to be able to step into these types of positions, a nation that needs to bring in a huge number of people to run a large segment of its own economy sets itself for, you know, not some bad things happening in the future, even if it's only keeping its own citizens at a disadvantage. No one is taking the time to go after the education system that is not preparing Americans to take these positions.
Well, we maxed out the H-1B visa program in 3 months of last year. We maxed it out to where we couldn't take any more.
Yeah, but and so we have these positions going begging, for, and there are unprepared Americans who are walking around not being able to step in. And that's a problem. If you go to India, Indians are prepared to take the high-tech positions in that company, I mean in that country, rather, if those positions are available. In America, that's not the case, and that's not good.
That's because they're trained to do such in India. We don't train them here.
That's absolutely. That's my point.
Now, should the Trump legal team, should they be able to correct Robert Mueller's final report?
I think they should be able to because considering what has been going on, you know, Giuliani has said that they could correct their final report because there's been a lot of deception.
But could as in how? Actually get a hold of the report and rewrite it?
Well, according to Giuliani, let's you know, leave it with him. His, you know, he said that Mueller's investigation should give first the report to the Trump lawyers to review. He considers it to be a matter of fairness, because if you just remember how the situation has been going, it's been a pretty unfair situation. And he noted that until Giuliani's comments, speculation had centered on whether the White House might push back on some of Mueller's eventual report by citing executive privilege, too.
Well, the Trump legal team has told the Mueller group that the president will no longer answer any more questions.
That's true, too.
Yeah,
so, and I don't blame him on that either, because this has not been a fair situation. It's you know, it's been an evolution. Remember, the beginning was about Russian collusion. And, you know, after all this time, if there was actual Russian collusion between the Trumpster and Russia, it would seem that something would have been brought forth, legal action taken, or whatever. Nothing. So what has happened? They keep dragging on, and now they're going into the history of his business affairs and all of that, just trying to find anything, anywhere to take this guy down. And so, yeah, they need to do something.
Now, I want you to listen to something here because there was an affiliate, a CNN affiliate, that was asked to produce a reporter on the wall so they could work in contrast with Jim Acosta. And wait till you hear the discussion here. This is two of the female reporters talking about what CNN corporate asked them to do.
And as a sign of the times in this debate on the shutdown, CNN asked if KUSI would provide a reporter to offer our local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego.
KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who's reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe it is effective. The issue we face is the migrants and the debate over their treatments.
Now, knowing this, CNN declined to have a... on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places, like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us.
It's just some background for you.
So when Jim Acosta climbed up there on the wall or stood next to it and said, look, I'm looking through, I don't see anybody on the other side, there's no protests, there's no this, there's nobody slipping through, it's very quiet here, once again, consider the source, it was just stupid.
Absolutely. It was a great comedy skit. SNL couldn't have done it any better. It was classic liberal stupidity. They don't want the truth to come out about the good effects of having a wall or whatever that the barrier, whatever they decide to call it, because they are against it. You can speculate as to why they're against a wall or a barrier, but it is, in my opinion, asinine. And statistics show.
Speaking of that comment you made, asinine, here's something for you to listen to. Mika and Joe, when they talk about what they called this barrier.
Here, this is just a couple of miles from here, from where we're standing. This is a tunnel. This is the second tunnel that recently that we have located. This is an area that we actually have wall.
Seems like they were learning something there about the wall. That was
you build tunnels, actually, underneath the wall.
Mr. President, just letting you know in public, during your own dog and pony show with your Department of Homeland Security director right there, that your wall idea is really stupid. That was a roundtable discussion with border officials yesterday who actually know how things work there. Yeah. President Trump being shown that tunnels had been dug under already existing walls. Trump made several carefully orchestrated appearances at the border. That one didn't go very well, aimed at dramatizing what he calls a crisis, surrounded by border agents and contraband, including at that roundtable discussion we just mentioned, where seized stacks of heroin, meth, guns, and cash were prominently displayed. Yet, as the New York Times points out, quote, the display of drugs, weapons, and cash was mainly the product of law enforcement actions stopping criminals at international bridges where most drugs are smuggled and conventional ports of entry. Law enforcement officials boasted of apprehending criminals who had built a tunnel. The money was taken from a suspect who had overstayed a visa.
Now, she mentions bridges. I've seen the bridges along the border, but what do they have alongside the bridges on the border?
What do they have alongside the bridges?
Yeah, what's built alongside the bridges on the border?
I believe that they're fences.
Well, there's fences along the bridges when they run north-south, but when you got the border itself, it's a wall.
Yeah, it's a wall. Well, see, what these people are, you know, ignoring on purpose, and maybe they need to look into it, including the Trump administration. There is technology now that you can utilize underneath walls
sure
of barriers. To detect and
sonar, even, amongst other things.
Yeah, to also hinder the construction of tunnels underneath. So that's not that big of an issue if you're willing to deal with it. So, of course, they're going to try to dig tunnels. They tried that in Israel when Israel built its massive walls. But guess what? They catch those tunnel diggers, and they fill those tunnels in very quickly so it can be dealt with.
And finally, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez has been given no significant committee assignment. She's been given subcommittee assignment, which means she's not going to be in the spotlight to do any legislative things. They're trying to bring her into line without actually yelling and screaming at her.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry because she would mess things up. So, but it just shows you she's not a good pick.
Okay, got to go. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Bye.
Ron Edwards, the ronedwards.com, the website, and the Evers Notebook, and we'll be bringing him right back here in just a few minutes right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Show. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The partial government shutdown, now in its 22nd day, makes it the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Neither side seems ready to budge, and President Trump, while threatening to declare a national emergency, says he's not so inclined to do so at the moment. Several people have been injured in an explosion and fire at a bakery in central Paris this morning. The fire is believed to be caused by a gas leak. Initial reports from police, they suspect that that's what it may have been, but the explosion came amid heavy security in Paris already and around France for the Yellow Vest protests that are expected later today. Police and witnesses say many people are dead in Nigeria after an oil tanker overturned and exploded while people were scooping up leaking fuel. At least a dozen people are dead, 22 badly burned in the blast last night at Odukpani in Cross River State. This is SRN News.
If you could do something to protect your family with just 10 minutes effort, would you bother? If something should ever happen to you, that 10-minute effort could mean the difference between hardship and financial security for your loved ones. Life insurance is something most people don't like to think about. Too many people do nothing until it's too late. The reason? People expect it'll be a big hassle. Ethos changes all that. Ethos is modern life insurance for people who don't have the time for fine print, extra doctor's appointments, or hidden fees. Ethos is affordable. It only takes about 10 minutes to apply online, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring your family has the help they need to maintain the life you're building for them, even if the unexpected happens. Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment. Ethos, life insurance for the 21st century. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free quote now at getethos.com. That's getethos.com. Getethos.com.
The political landscape today is often filled with spin, and the truth is sometimes hard to decipher. So how can you really know what's in your best interest as an American, as a voter? Turn to the trusted voices leading America in the right direction at conservativeradio.com. Visit conservativeradio.com to hear the facts, thoughtful insights, and intelligent perspectives from Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, and more. From anywhere, on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone, listen at conservativeradio.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Americans are talking about the crisis at the border in a way that we've never talked about it before. We're having a conversation about all of this in a way that we never had, and in a way that we never would without the election of Donald Trump, without his impetus, his leadership.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930,
TheAnswer.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. When you go to work and refuse to do your job, you get fired. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, congressional members are voted into office to represent our interests, which includes safety. Due to ongoing illegal border crossings, 90% of the heroin coming into America at the southern border, human trafficking, etc., our republic is under tremendous strain. Sovereign Americans are regularly murdered, raped, cut up, and run over with automobiles driven by illegal border crossers who literally have no business being in our republic. President Trump has tried until he tried out to get Democrats to work with him on a deal to properly secure our borders. But the problem is, congressional Democrats do not want a deal. Thus, so far, not even a compromise can be reached that would include physical barriers in vast areas that remain wide open for disrespectful illegals to simply stroll into their favorite sanctuary city and wreak havoc. Thus, President Trump must hold the line and not cave into those in Congress who should now be fired. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and we're back on the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much and for tuning in and all the different comments we've had tonight. We appreciate that, too. You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can also ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can also help you find coverage for almost anything you own. Now, they offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Now, your local GEICO office is part of a tradition because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over $21 million. So check them out online, geico.com. Type in your zip code to find your local GEICO agent. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and go check out your local agent today. And remember, we keep it live, we keep it local when it comes to insurance and other different things that have to be done in a correct manner. So there you go. Now, GOP voters are still sticking. The Latino voters are still sticking with Donald Trump. The numbers are not receding at all. The latest survey from the Votecast survey shows that 32% of Latinos are in the past election that voted for Republicans are all right there backing the president, because again, they have a vested interest in what's going on in the border. They do not want anybody to go ahead of them. They want them put on the end of the longest list, which is where they should be. I totally agree with that one. Also, we have talked about this during the weekday show, but you folks on the weekend haven't heard this. Conservatives now outnumber liberals by 35-26%. That is a difference of 9 points. Now, back in the 90s, the gap was much higher than that, because the gap at that time was 19 points, but now it's down to 9 the past couple of years. And 73% of Republicans identify themselves as conservatives. That's up from 70% in 2016, so 3% more identify themselves as conservatives. And 51% of Democrats now identify themselves as liberals, marking the first time that they have said that conservatives, and 22%, by the way, say that they're liberal, but it's the first time that they've said that they're conservatives. So there you go. Now, 2018 was a year of relative stability to the nation's ideological makeup, following a long-term increase in Americans' identification as liberal and a corresponding decline in their identification as possibly moderate. Now, Gallup wrote in a report about the results, they said, however, given the general parent patterns with young people, young adults telling liberal and senior citizens skewing conservative, thus it's more likely to represent a brief pause in the ideological shift that's currently underway rather than a steadying. Now, that, of course, assumes today's young adults are being relatively heard in a liberal sense, because by the time they're seniors, which remains to be seen, they are even more hardcore liberal, the majority of them. We'll see how that plays out, because liberalism is a mental disorder, and I'm telling you that because of the book that was written by Dr. Lyle Rossiter, also written by Dr. Michael Savage, but Dr. Lyle Rossiter got it all started way ahead of time. And the pardoning yesterday of the Groveland Four by our governor, Ron DeSantis, our new governor, was really something to see, because the Orlando Sentinel, the Groveland Four, which is right there in the Orlando area, they were supposed to be doing what they were doing and not something different, and no one could prove anything was wrong with what they were doing. There were janitorial people doing their jobs, plus they also did some logging for the logging company. But
they were finally given a pardon. We'll see how all that plays out in the days that are ahead here, because that's a good thing. That they're trying to help people out do that. Now, we have a possible disagreement, ladies and gentlemen, between our new governor, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump. Wait till you hear this. Ron DeSantis hasn't even finished his first week as Florida governor, and he already appears to be on a collision course with the man who helped him get the job, President Donald Trump. And when you hear what it is, you'll just go, you got to be kidding me. Because the media is making a molehill out of this. They absolutely are. On Friday, DeSantis said it would not be acceptable for Trump to take funds from the Hurricane Relief Fund to be used towards some border wall. He says we have people counting on that. If they backfill is immediately after the government opens, that's fine, but we don't want to be to where that money that's not available to us at all in Florida. And that's true, because we're right here where it's all too frequent we get to see a hurricane. And the governor yesterday did get rid of Scott Israel, removed him from office, suspended him for conduct unbecoming and the fact that he just couldn't do his job. Again, all those people that died there did so because the deputy, according to his protocol, stayed outside, did not go in, did not engage, did not nothing. And they could hear the shots. They knew he was in there when they arrived. Now, DeSantis named retired Coral Springs Police Sergeant Gregory Tony as the Broward interim sheriff. And the reason he got that position was not only because he was black, but it was also because he's had so many ribbons, medals, awards of merit through his police department that it would have taken up both sides of the jacket when you wear a uniform, both sides of the jacket. And he didn't want that to contradict with the main theory of the event, which is going to be held today, Saturday morning. But I digress. 17 students, faculty members were killed. Another 17 were wounded by the former student who came onto campus with a high-powered rifle. The Israelis have said that he was ready to fight and keep the elected post if removed by the governor. He actually keep that. So he had it all planned out. According to him, he had it all planned out. Yeah, right. Okay, coming back with final segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch for a weekend Saturday. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find...
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute, they're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump.
He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
I don't want to denounce Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she was a bartender a year ago. In fact, it's a great story. It's too bad she's a socialist. And frankly, just because she's wrong on the issues doesn't mean her story isn't the American dream. You know, she pounded the pavement. She got on social media. She fought hard. And she went from being a bartender to a member of Congress. And she sat on 60 Minutes. Big platform, millions of people watching. And, you know, Anderson Cooper pushed back a little bit and said, you know, you haven't been really all that accurate. Washington Post has given you like four Pinocchios on some things that you've represented. Here's cut number five, where this darling of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says, well, my lies aren't really the same as Trump's lies.
The criticisms of you is that your math is fuzzy. The Washington Post recently awarded you four Pinocchios.
Oh, my goodness.
For misstating some statistics about Pentagon spending.
If people want to really blow up one figure here or one word there, I would argue that they're missing the forest for the trees. I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
It's absolutely important. And whenever I make a mistake, I say, okay, this was clumsy. And then I restate what my point was. But it's not the same thing as the president lying about immigrants. It's not the same thing at all.
He's never lied about immigrants. You just don't like his message. Imagine her explaining this about President Trump, because President Trump is often imprecise. He has used phrases that are hyperbolic, but people could get all hung up on every little jot and tittle. It's exactly what those of us who defend President Trump say about him.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for our beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Come on down. The water's fine. All right. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 168 locations across the United States. Today, partly sunny. The winds will be out of the east this morning, gusting to 15 to 18 miles an hour. This afternoon, they'll turn around out of the southeast. Winds will be roughly 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a moderate chop. Our Gulf water temperature starts out at 63 degrees. Our bay water temperature, 67 degrees. Low tide coming up at 5.02 a.m., just a few minutes. And high tide, 12.03 p.m. And that is your Suncoast weekend beach and boating forecast weather. Now, don't forget that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is growing. They are the largest and probably the best-run franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Club franchises across the country, 168 locations. Now, the economy plan, which is the plan that I'm on, you get the first month of member dues free, You get unlimited weekday usage at their locations all across Tampa Bay for you and another member of your household. You also, when that's over with, get a chance to join as a regular member. You get $1,000 off. Plus, if you're a first responder, if you're a member of the military, if you're retired, you get another $500 for a total of $1,500 off the membership. So, to give you an example, $1,500 off this one would be quite a significant saving. Now you've got the standardized plan, 7 day a week, where the members also get first member of the first month of member dues free. They get unlimited 7 day usage at any of the locations anywhere in the country, 4 rolling reservations at a time, reciprocal usage, 4x4s, club location, whatever's going on in terms of the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with their different events and exhibits. Now, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. Or if you want to go check them out online and do it that way, it's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. freedomboatclubtampabay.com to find out more. And I understand that one of my buddies is going to be down here for the event they're doing. Can't wait to see him and shake his hand again. Now, it is a Saturday morning. It's been a beautiful week. We've had a couple of days of cold temperatures, but we're right back again, sprung right back up. It's well into the 50s right now, so that's not a problem. And now we're getting the Florida weather. Now we're getting the Florida weather. So there you go. So think about that. Think about that. Now, Democratic impeachment dreams are going to inevitably collide with a Constitution that makes removal of the president all but impossible. Now, with the current Senate lineup, Democrats would need to persuade 20 Republicans to join all 47 of them for the two-thirds vote needed to drive Trump from office. In 232 years of constitutional history, no U.S. senator, not even one, has ever voted to remove a president of his or her own party. Now, what happened to Richard Nixon in 1974, you ask? Well, the Watergate crisis climaxed in the midst of the midterm election campaign. Comer and his group, as well as the rest of the Klan, they ultimately lost 48 House seats that year and 5 in the Senate. And in a desperate bid to mitigate looming disasters, senior leaders begged President Nixon to resign. For the sake of his party and for his country, he did so. By the way, they did use in Trump's case, they said that elections are nearly 2 years away, and barring unforeseen catastrophic revelations, his resignation is inconceivable. Anybody that's had the economy get that good so fast, they're just not going to be bothered, in my opinion. Hopefully I'm right, because nobody wants to see a president that's doing so well be removed from office for some technicality. Because God knows they can do it if they want to. They could certainly do it. Now, back to the mix. We have got a couple of really good clips here, short clips, pertaining to what's been going on. We have a Democratic Congresswoman, Katie Hill, who was, again, on CNN. CNN's great, great material, and had this to say about the border wall.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said, no, $0 for the wall. So the way they see it is, if you reopen, right, how do we know you're going to give us any of this? Do you think Democrats should give any money to the wall?
Look, I think that there is a lot of talk about physical barriers of some kind. Even President Trump isn't calling it a wall anymore. So it's really so silly that we're even continuing to have this conversation about a wall. It's not going to end up being a wall. It's literally physically impossible. There are so many things that we can do in terms of technology, in terms of where we should be investing our money well on border security. It's a high priority for my district. You know, like you said, I come from a Republican family, a law enforcement family. We understand the need for border security. 95% of the drugs coming into our country come through legal ports of entry. So we need to be addressing that.
Yes. So, and look, in your district, you have a lot of federal workers. A third of the workers, federal workers in this country, are veterans. That's a passion point for you, I know.
Yes.
You held a town hall with mm-hmm. all of them, and they're seeing mm-hmm. zero in their paycheck this morning.
Right.
Call it steel slats, then, if you will, okay, in areas where there aren't natural barriers. Call it what you want.
Right.
Will you, as a Democrat, vote for any funding for that?
I think that I am definitely someone who will vote for a comprehensive border security package that includes immigration reform.
But
so,
Congresswoman, I just want a really straight answer here. Will you vote for any money for a steel barrier?
I mean, I will definitely, I don't know if it's steel, I will vote for some money for physical barriers.
Okay.
It's not going to be... Yeah, it's not going to be across the entire 2,000-mile stretch, and it's certainly not going to be a concrete wall, but it will be part of a package. I can almost, bet on it.
Well, that's more than a lot in leadership are willing to do right now.
Now, I just got a kind of a little flash. I was sitting here listening to all this. That's kind of a victory, don't you think? Because there's a lot more in leadership than they're willing to do right now, and the comments back and forth and all that. You know, it's confusing enough trying to figure out who's doing what and where they're doing it. But the gift that keeps on giving is Lindsey Graham. I mean, this guy has done a complete 180 from when John McCain was alive. Listen to this.
Senator, good morning. Sources say President Trump rejected an attempt by Senate Republicans at a grand bargain. So South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the driving forces behind it, says the president should declare a national emergency and build his wall.
I always said it would be the last resort. We're there. There's no pathway forward that I can see, so the president believes he has his power. Seems to me the only way left is for him to exercise that authority. I don't see any action in the Congress.
Well... Yeah, nobody sees any action in the Congress. Nobody. And, by the way, Michael Cohen going to be testifying in February in front of a congressional committee. Listen to this back and forth between the ladies of The View.
Well, right, you already did 70 hours of testimony. 70 hours. Can't imagine
Mueller.
Doing anything for 70 hours, let alone talking about one experience. I mean, you're the prosecutor. That seems like a hell of a lot of time for me. We don't know, as we all have said before, but if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, and I think we're probably going to get some information. Will it be the damning Trump is in prison and impeached moment? Probably not, just because it never is so far.
All righty, that's it, and I hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the football games coming up. Enjoy the basketball games coming up, and get outdoors, and maybe you can have a little fun. You see a veteran this weekend, you see a first responder, shake their hand and say thank you. I'll be back Monday morning, bright and early, with the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Have a great weekend, everybody.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Attention. This is a special announcement to Americans struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, collection accounts, or medical bills. Call National Debt Relief right now to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. With this program, your debt balance and monthly payments may be reduced while you become debt-free in just 24 to 48 months. Avoid decades of painful minimum credit card payments and the serious consequences of bankruptcy. National Debt Relief has already helped more than 100,000 Americans become debt-free, is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and has received more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Call National Debt Relief now to speak to a certified debt relief specialist to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. There are no upfront costs, and they don't earn a penny until your debt is successfully resolved. Call 800-